WUNC youth reporter Star Smith is a freshman at North Carolina A&T State University. But when she graduated from Riverside High School last May, she wasn't sure college was the best choice. Just before packing up to move into the dorms at A&T in Greensboro, she filed this report for the WUNC Youth Reporting Institute.
I have been working at Bojangles for almost 2 years.
Yeah, make it 3 sixes, please.
Towards the end of my senior year, my manager approached me about applying to becoming a swing manager at Bojangles. This leads to more money and a path to management.
When you work with a lot of people, you can see the difference between people who is more interested in doing the job and who really want to grow.
It was tempting, but I really wanted to go to college. I would be the first person in my family to go. Even though I was playing around with the idea in my head of being a manager and possibly not going to school, I never told my mom.
For her to be the first one in the family to go to a university, I'm very proud of her. Watching her, you know, do this, it just inspires me. You know, it just shows me that, you know, if you work hard and just believe in anything that you want to do, that you can make it happen.
It was really hard to grow up wanting to make my family proud by attending a university. The pressure got even more real when my brother dropped out of high school, got his GED, and started working.
To tell you the truth, you know, I really didn't know. You know, I was just watching her grow, and at one time I thought she was going to sing. You know, I know that she's very vocal. You know, she speaks well. So when she said that she wanted to go to school for, you know, something dealing with journalism or broadcasting, I was excited.
As you hear, my mom really wants me to go to college. That's been her dream for a long time. My friend Diana Zambrano has had a similar experience at home. Just like me, Diana will be a first-generation college student, and her mom really wants that for her. But she's having second thoughts.
Yeah, because, you know, I always wanted to go to university, but I always knew that, I mean, I will not be able to, you know, maintain the money at the same time. So, like, I should find a college where it's going to be right for me. And then, because, you know, I don't want to be in debt all the time, because I'll see, like, people from, like, different years and be like, oh, I'm broke because of college and this and that.
Money is one of the reasons Diana thinks going to a university is not for her. But she also doesn't want to disappoint her mom. She's scared to tell her mom that she's thinking about working this fall instead of going to school.
Because if I tell my mom, like, she'll probably freak out. I mean, I was thinking about telling my dad, but I know that he's going to freak out as well. But, I mean, it was always going to be a decision because I was going to have to work regardless. You know, I have also bills on myself to pay because I'm not going to rely on my mom.
Diana and I both want to avoid the struggles we saw our moms going through growing up. For me, I'm thinking college is the way out. But part of me wonders, am I making the right choice? For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Star Smith.